If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
And that, of course, is one of the big hits from Boston. And coming to the Arcata Theater in St. Charles on May 30th at 8 p.m. is something that sounds really fantastic, because they've given it the name The Voices of Rock Radio. And it combines lead singers from, well, let's see, Boston and Journey, Kansas, just to mention a few. And one of those lead singers is with us now, Fran Cosmo. Fran, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Hello there. Hi. Nice to be here, buddy.
You know what?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, I am very envious of people who can hit those high notes.
like way up there like this, you mean?
Exactly. I mean, that's where a lot of rock, that's where a lot of rock and roll lives, really, you know, if you think about it.
Oh, yeah. Us tenors back then, you know, John Elfante, Kevin Silfante also, myself. Yeah, we're all like tenors, rock and roll tenors.
And you spent quite a few years with Boston in various configurations over the years. And
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's pretty much what has to happen these days. I mean, if a band is going to sustain itself and play out and be live, then everybody goes a different way as far as aging is concerned, health is concerned, things of that nature. And it's a community effort at some point. I mean, and I think Boston is very fortunate that they were able to find somebody such as yourself that could get in there and perform those tunes, you know?
Yeah, they made some great decisions, and I'm happy about that for sure. I fit right in with it, and it's all good, man.
I know that you started, you tell us, where did you start all of this? Not the Boston, but before Boston, way back.
I met Brad Delp, Sid Hashin, and Barry Gaudreau back in 1979, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
And then when we got together, started writing some songs for Barry Gaudreau's soul record, and that's how I got to know Brad really well. And we did a record together. It was a solo record, and I sang a few songs and wrote a few songs on that. And that's how I met them guys. And that was the beginning of the history of Boston. Then I went to Barry with Orion the Hunter. Had a hit record, a song I wrote. Remember So You Ran?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Is that a request? Yeah. Did somebody say
So You Ran?
There you go. So You Ran. Yeah, man.
Yes, that's right.
So You Ran.
That's what I'm talking about right there, okay?
Yeah, man.
That
digging
is so
it.
Awesome. You know, it's incredible that, I don't mean this to be, that you still have the pipes. I mean, that's a high register. You would think that it...
Yeah, that song, that whole record, the Ryan the Hunter record.
Yeah, what a great name for a band. What a great name for a band, by the way, Orion the Hunter. Woof. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know how we even came that name. We had some very... very crazy names. We didn't know what to call it. And the promotional manager for the record label, he says, the name came in the last minute. And he says, how about Orion the Hunter? We all looked at each other and says, wow, there we go. We got it.
Yeah, sometimes you just know. So,
yep.
What's the how does it go going from Orion the Hunter and having success with that band to joining the lineup of Boston?
Yeah, especially doing the Walk On record, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in 1987, Brad Delp decided to leave Boston. He was doing another record with his other, with Barry, you know, and Return to Zero. Remember that song?
Sure do.
It's a great song, man. I love the song he sang. Well, anyway, he was busy doing that. And, so they called me. I guess I was the next best thing. I played with Brad and and Sib and Barry, and, you know, and I was in Orion the Hunter. So Tom got, I guess they got to listen to the Orion the Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, and he listened to the songs, and he says, wow, this one would sound pretty good for this record because it sounds like Brad a little bit, but he has his own sound. So I guess he picked me to be the singer on the Walk On record, which actually went double platinum. It's platinum in America and platinum in Canada.
And of course,
it did pretty well.
Yeah, it did very well. And I would expect also that with that most recent material, the band was also performing, you know, the iconic hits like Peace of Mind and Long Time and More Than a Feeling.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this show. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The good news, though, I'm going to continue, though. The good news is after I sang the record, Brad Delpa called me and he says, I'm going to come back, man, because you're in there and I want to go on tour with it. And we can sing together, you, the newly singer, and me, you know, the original singer, and we can go in there and tour together. And I was so happy, so happy. Because he was like one of my best friends even before that. So
now, wait a minute. He's a lead singer and you're a lead singer. So
yeah, there was two lead singers on that tour.
Okay, so how does that work?
Well, like I was doing all the, you know, like Walk On songs from the new. The tour was about pushing the Walk On record.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, so it was. So when Brad rejoined, we sang together. We switched vocals on it all night. We sang harmonies together. I sang all the songs on the Walk On record and stuff like that. And it was just fantastic. We toured together from 1992 to 2006.
Wow. That is
fantastic. Yeah, it's like a lifetime in rock and roll, man.
No doubt. Absolutely.
Yeah. That was great.
So this is going to be a great show, May 30th at the Arcata Theater. I got a break I got to do before we get into some more, because there's a lot more that I want to talk about. So
okay.
We'll be doing that and coming back on 720 WGN.
Buddy.
720 WGN, just a little bit of Boston there and Peace of Mind with John Landecker talking with Frank Cosmo, former lead singer for the band Boston, as he and three other guys prepare for what's being called the Voice of Rock Radio coming to the Arcata Theater. May 30th. So let's talk about the relationship between all of you who are appearing in this Voice of Rock Radio concert.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So this is sort of like a super group.
Yeah. You know, I've done many shows with John Elefante and Kevin Chalfant over the years, many shows together. We became very, very good friends over the years. So we do a lot of shows together, even though we do shows with other people also.
Yeah.
But when we do shows together, first of all, the band they have is absolutely, they rock. They rock. They just rock.
I mean, they're going to have to.
They're so really, you're going to see.
Yeah.
It's a very good rock and roll band. And John Elefante and Kevin Chalfant, to me, they're some of my favorite singers ever. So I love singing with them.
So
great shows.
I'm guessing. And, you know, I don't want to be wrong, but there would be some performances of songs that were made by Kansas, some songs that were made by Journey, some songs made by Boston, and then maybe even like a, what would I call it, everybody playing together. Or is the whole thing playing together and each one steps out on their own?
We kind of step out on our own when we do our John McCone do Kansas and Kevin does, you know, the Journey, of course, and I come on and do the Boston songs. And in the end, though, we all come out together, and it's a kind of a cool thing. We do all these old songs, not Journey or Kansas or Boston, but they're just old songs, but it's a real good way to end the show. The crowd goes nuts on it. We have a lot of fun doing it. And that's like a big crescendo to the show.
You're talking about old rock and roll songs?
Yeah, it's all these old songs, and, you know, they switch around a little here and there.
Give me an example.
Keep that a surprise.
What titles are we talking here?
Oh, I can't remember because we switch it around every time.
Yeah.
So whatever happens that night, we pick to do.
and they'll
do it. And it's real cool songs.
I mean, considering the background and the popularity of all of you and the bands and the music and the hits that you've had, I would imagine that it doesn't take more than somebody saying, hey, let's play, throw out a title, and then without any rehearsal or anything else, bang, you go right into the song. Because you guys have been doing this so long, you just know what these tunes are, you know? They sort of live in you, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, the band has to know ahead of time what songs are going to end the show. See, John and Kevin, this is the band, you know, so they pick the songs they want to do in the end. So I, you know, whatever they pick to do, the band would have to learn the songs, obviously.
Yeah,
and then we'll end the show with them songs, yeah.
So are you, the band that you refer to, that is, how do I say this? That's a house band?
No, that's the Voices of Rock radio band.
Oh, the Voices, pardon my ignorance.
The Voices of Rock radio band.
Got it.
Yeah, that's John Elefante and Kevin Chalfant run that band.
Got it.
Well, that's the band. And they get me to sing a lot of shows. And they get other people, you know, to sing the shows too. You know, it's an all-around great rock and roll band.
Are you touring?
We just do one-off shows, you know.
Gotcha.
Sometimes we'll do three in a row.
Right.
Sometimes two in a row, you know, and, you know, just even one show at a time. It's all different. Sometimes we tour together, you know, and it's three or four shows, you know, in a row.
Right, right.
It all depends.
Well, I want to thank you.
It's a cool concept, but the band is really rocking.
I guess so, because you've emphasized that a few times.
Yeah.
And boy, do I love their name. I mean, come on. Voices of Rock Radio. At first, I thought it was like, what are they going to got a bunch of old disc jockeys up there? No.
Yeah. yeah.
Friend, thanks for being.
You know,
what? Go ahead.
Okay.
No, go ahead. No, you.
So that is John Elefante and Kevin Chalfant. They picked that name, and they use other singers also other than me, too. Mm. And it's a real good concept. I love it.
Well,
I love it a lot.
I think people can hear that in your voice, and it's an indicator of what a great time all of you are going to have. So have a great time, Fran, and thank you so much for being with me, and keep on rocking on, as they say.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You betcha.
And see you all there at the Arcata Theater, May 30th. Come down and rock with us.
Yeah, cool. 8 p.m., Arcata Theater, located at 105 East Main Street in St. Charles. The Voices of Rock Radio. Once again, the lineup, John Elefante, former lead singer of Kansas. Kevin Chalfant, former singer with Storm and Journey. And as you heard Fran there, who has done a few bands, including that little band out of Boston. It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic show.